You're listening to The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here each and every day on Let's Face the Issues. We'll be talking about a variety of subjects today, but a couple of them with the real focus. We'll look at something about COVID, something about secularism, communism, Marxism. We'll talk about something about the election and Islam. How do these things come together? How do they mesh? What's the common denominator in each and every one of them? But let me remind you again, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's the truth book. John 8:31-32, Jesus speaking to his disciples made this statement. It's important for us to understand. It's important for us to understand what he's saying and what he's not saying. Jesus says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Let me just break that down just very briefly for us to go forward as we think about the fact of truth. If you continue, constantly stay in, dwell in my word, then, notice there's the then when, after you constantly dwell in, stay in the word of God, then you're my disciples indeed. That word indeed could be translated also truly. True disciple will stay, constantly dwell in the word of God. And ye, after you dwell in the word of God, ye, we, that love the Lord Jesus Christ, shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Too many times that verse is quoted glibly, haphazardly, by even the lost world today, say, we know the truth shall make you free. No, that's not what the text is saying. If we study the word of God, which is the truth book, John 17:17, thy word is truth. John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in an era today, a society today, where truth is no longer valid, viable, or in any way looked to as being a fundamental source of what we need to know and do. It's in Psalms 117, verse 2. The Bible says, the truth of the Lord endures. That is, it stays constantly. It is durable. The truth of the Lord endures to the end. Truth of the Lord endures forever. It is unchangeable. This is the reason I have said so many years, so long, that we don't need a new Bible. We don't need a new version. We don't need a new translation. We need to simply study the translation, the version of the scripture that we have today and understand what the scripture says. I know there are a lot of people that will say, well, you need an updated version so that it's better understood. Well, let me just toss a little hypothetical. Most of you remember in school that you had to study Shakespeare. Shakespeare. Horrible to try to read and understand. I've never heard anybody say we need to modernize Shakespeare so it'd be easier to read and understand. And yet somehow, some way, there's a mindset we need to modify the word, water down the word, change the word so that it's easier to hear and understand. If you take I don't know if some of you may remember it, back the old photocopiers less than 100 years ago, it was on what they call thermal paper. If you take an original, make a photocopy, if that photocopy were to stay in the sun and they open under the light for just a week or so, it becomes very, very weak. You take and make a photo of that and the same thing until after about five or six photocopies, you do not have a legible, readable, understandable document. That's the way I look at what we're doing today with the Word of God. Truth endures forever. Yet, it was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we're in that category, that era today. The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's time that we stand on truth and not modulate, modify, or deviate from it. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that said, he warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. DeMint said this, in part, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in the Christian church. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a horrific blow to where we stand today. That's the cause, I believe, of the decline in morals and ethics and values. It's because we've deviated from the truth. In fact, I'm looking at a headline. I don't have time to go through the details of it. It simply says, Western society will be destroyed without a commitment to truth. It goes on to state that there are three areas in society where truth has been modulated, massaged, watered down, and dissipated to the point that it's not believable. And he said in this article, the three areas, education, the media, and government. In fact, he makes this statement in this writer. This writer says this, the more serious problem is the notion fashionable in academia today, and it has been for decades, that truth is relative, or that it is a matter of individual perception or cultural mores, or even that there's no such thing as absolute truth. In fact, about a little over a year ago, a survey was done of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, and 55% of them, according to this survey, 55% of the younger Americans say there's no such thing as absolute truth. Now, you might ask the question, why did they say that? What is the cause? Where did they get that from? I believe it's from the socialist, Marxist, communist leadership and so many of our universities and colleges today that they believe that somehow, some way, that university professor, that college professor, that's an avowed, agnostic or atheist, that hates God, hates America, hates the Constitution, hates the family, and endeavors to brainwash those youngsters in the colleges and universities to the point they begin to believe what the professor is saying rather than what God's Word says or what they've been taught by Christian parents in so many cases. In fact, this headline says, most younger Americans say there's no such thing as absolute truth. What do they say? They say each person determines their own version of truth. This is the reason, ladies and gentlemen, I stick to the fact that we need to stand on truth. As we're presenting information and facing issues each and every day, it's truth that matters. The 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus said this, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's the challenge that I set forth each and every day. Go to the Book of Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter, and you'll find that there's an advocate there for us to be watchmen on the wall, to stand for truth, to listen to truth, and warn of danger ahead. Warn that there's danger ahead. And then after doing that, the question is asked in Ezekiel 33:10, if we tell the truth, live the truth, etc., etc., how should we then live? We need to live by the truth of what God's Word says. And that's my challenge each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the broadcast is sponsored by Tools for a Time. Tools for a Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for a Time Ladies and gentlemen, carries the full line of the homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the homeowner brand as well as the professional landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. On the campus of Tools for Time, there's a benchmark, an identifier. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows the U.S. flag. Old Glory, 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got some waiting online. Hold a moment. Be right with you. But we're talking about today COVID, secularism, socialism, elections, and the Islamic jihadist movement. The question that is focusing on, that I'm focusing on today, did COVID provide the cover? Hear me. Did COVID-19 provide the cover for the election fraud in 2020? I think it did. I've got some documents that proves that it did. Fauci, in some of his diaries, say that it did. Burks, Dr. Burks, his sidekick that helped carry out the lies and devastate the lives, families of so many, murdered over 1 million in America, some 20, 25 million on a global basis, destroyed homes and families and businesses. Some churches never reopened as a result of the forced lockdown. And at the same time, Fauci basically laughing in the mirror as he'd write in his own personal diary that which is totally opposite, diametrically opposed to what he's telling the general public. And then the Communist Network News and all of the general networks, some in particular and others less, carrying the water bucket for Fauci to frighten and to cause fear in America, to force submission to the mask lie and to the COVID jab lie. In fact, I'll talk about it a little further in the broadcast. The Secretary Kennedy faced off with Dana Bash on the Communist Network News and challenged that particular anchor as well as her network for lying to the public and perhaps the cause of the murder of millions in America. Now the question is, how should we then live? What should we do? We know we're going to talk about things that some of us already know, put some of the puzzle pieces together, and then the bottom line is, we're approaching this election. What should we do? How should we respond? This election will make the determination of the destiny of America. This election will make the determination if we'll have a constitutional republic in the foreseeable future. This election will determine whether or not Islam or socialism, Marxism and communism will rule in America or if we'll continue to have a constitutional republic. This election, may I emphasize this, this election will determine the destiny of America. I believe Dan's on the line. Dan, go with your question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. First, I'd like to state I think this is the most important phone call I've ever made to you. And what I'm talking about, you were talking about, and that's the truth. What good is the truth if we can't get it out before the people? So that was Christ's biggest problem, was getting the truth out before the people. Let them hear it. Let them check it out and let them decide for themselves. Mm-hmm. The freedom of man to decide what's truth and what isn't. Our greatest problem, our greatest threat is secular news.
That's right.
Broadcasting news, whether it be radio, television, or printed, even spoken in our campuses, as you've said. What I'm getting and want to tell you, there is a radio program that goes from 9 to noon, 5 days a week. That's 15 hours a week that proclaims to exposure of truth and what's correcting social, demise. I have tried for 2 weeks, and I'm going to get this out with you, get this information out and hung up on, denied putting me on the air to speak of it. Here it is. Eugene Debs, born 1855, Terre Haute, Indiana, ran for the presidency of the United States five times between 1900 and 1920. The fifth time he was running for the president, he was in jail and still received hundreds of thousands of votes. Eugene Debs in 1901, created the Progressive Socialist Party of America. We are facing history repeating itself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this radio jock keeps asking his audience, call me, you've got the answers. I need to know. I can't figure it out. Yet he refuses. I've texted him. I've given him the name. He refuses to get it out to millions. We're talking millions of listeners. Research Eugene Debs. We can beat the socialist movement today knowing about the socialist creator in 1901. That's what God has shown me over and over and over. Tell the truth. Get the truth out. The truth is Eugene Debs created socialism in the United States of America. He became friends with Woodrow Wilson. He helped Woodrow Wilson bring about taxation. He did nothing but destroy. He created railroad unions, to break down the corporations. He created the International Workers of the World movement to try to socialize the world at that time.
Dan, you're exactly right. Let me take a moment and insert this. We have today the labor unions of every kind introduced by, produced by, and absolutely put into effect by the socialist, Marxist, communist in America. As Americans, we've made a dreadful mistake for about 100 years now, and you're on target with your date, about 100 years now, of allowing socialism, Marxism, communism, by the way, socialism, Marxism, just communism light. We've allowed communism to continue to grow, to fester, and to manifest itself until now it's coming full face, explosive in our faces. And this election across America, we have with the socialists, Marxists, communists, and Islamic jihadists running for office. If those, just half of them, get elected, we're on the fast track for destroying America. Now, some said, in fact, I watched a commentator this morning on the early morning news that made the statement that we're watching the Democratic Party come in with the socialists and the Marxists joining them. What we're witnessing is the Socialist Marxist Communist Party will dominate what is now called the Democratic Party. If this continues, and I believe it will, and I'm not a doom and gloomist, if this continues, and if they win even half of those that are running for office, if they win, we're witnessing the demise, hear me, the total demise of what we call the Democratic Party today. The Democratic Party today, number first of all, is nothing compared to the Jack Kennedy Party of the 60s. Now, I'm not saying I embraced all they said then, but the Jack Kennedy Party of the Democrats in the 60s, for most of the 60s, was then more conservative than most of the Republican candidates running today. But what we're saying and what you've said and what I pick up on and want to kind of illuminate in the hearts and the minds of our listeners is that we're dealing with this because we've allowed it. The purpose for the labor unions of all kinds was for the socialist Marxist agenda to control the means of production, And now when some of these airhead communists that are running for office say we're going to control the means of production, all of a sudden some of the media anchors, oh, that's communism, that's Marxism. So Dan, you're exactly right. What else you have to add to that before we go?
Well, this is important. I was forced to join a union when I was a young man, close shop. They took my union dues and distributed among those politicians that were destroying the country. It is absolutely imperative that the listening audience investigate for themselves and their children and workers, coworkers, neighbors, friends, get the name out. Eugene Debs stated this before he died. I am no longer a socialist. I am a communist.
Mm-hmm.
Proof that socialism is communism. And when you stop and think of millions of listeners in the secular part of this country that are denied the truth because the talk jocks are more interested in advertising money than getting and saving this nation. That is evil behind closed doors.
Dan,
and
that's
got the power to do it.
Dan, that's absolutely true. With the overwhelming majority of the television networks today also, I have watched, and we'll talk about it further in the broadcast today, with CNN and the head-on collision that Secretary Kennedy had with Dana Bash on CNN. He accused CNN of lying, and the anchors lying, all during COVID, to generate fear, to force the people to bow to the government demands of the COVID jab in the arm. It's on video. It's a very enlightening video, and I picked up the printed portion of that, and we'll talk about it on the broadcast. Dan, the whole point, bottom line is, Christians, conservatives, and patriots need to do something other than sit and listen. We need to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, be verbal, be visual, and victorious in our battle against evil. In fact, one final footnote, Dan, I'm sure you're familiar with this, in Acts chapter 4, verse 32 and following, the first century Christians tried socialism. It didn't work. In fact, it says in verse 32, and the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul, neither said any of them that aught of the thing which he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. And they found out early on it didn't work. Some would work, produce the vegetables, if you please. Everybody sit down and eat it. Most not doing the work. They found that it did not work, and it was dispatched, disseminated, and then they discontinued it because it didn't work. For centuries, every time socialism, Marxism, communism has been tried, it wound up with millions murdered and a few at the top, and ultimately it crumbled in the ashes of history as not being a workable solution. Every place that it's ever been tried, it has been a failure, and yet we've got the young upstarts today that say that somehow, some way, we're different. We're going to make it work. We're going to have free groceries. We're going to have free train fare. We're going to have free babysitting. We're going to have free food. We're going to have free housing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's a major move today with Mandami. Now, some have called him Mandami, but Mandami in New York City. And that's becoming the pattern for all of the others across America to focus on and to try to emulate, to carry out what they're wanting to do in changing America. Dan, brother, thank you so much for your call. Thank you for the insight and for the documentation. God bless you. And as we keep looking up, recognizing the rapture is the next thing on the calendar of God. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. What say you? Where do we stand today when it comes to the socialist, Marxist, communist agenda? Will that prevail? There will be primaries in about 6 or 7 states tomorrow. Some are saying if the socialist, Marxist, communist candidates win in these 6 or 7 states, it's going to be a good harbinger of things to come with what will take place in the general election. Now, some of the anchors and some of the news media are saying, oh, we don't have to worry about that, because even if they win in the primaries, they'll never be able to win in the general election. Not so. We've witnessed and we've watched some of these airheads that have gone into office just a few years ago. We've got 4 or 5 of that type. We've got 4 or 5 of that type in America today. And I believe that we'll find more in the general election than ever could be dreamed upon. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood. I just got, this is going to be sad because if we don't get out and vote, these young people are going to vote for socialism. And the young ladies that started Black Lives Matter, they said they were trained in Marxism.
No, they didn't. They had three of them, and what they said, not they were trained in Marxism. We're a highly trained Marxist, is their term.
Marxist.
Okay. Highly trained right. Marxist. Right. That was their bragging term. And yet, somehow, some way, Americans are not, we've not been able to sit up, take notice, and understand what's happening. Go ahead with your comments.
Yes. If Christians and conservatives and patriots do not get out and vote, I tell you, this country, this republic will be gone forever. Mm-hmm. Because if the Democrats get in there, that's it.
Well,
they might cut out voting.
If the Democrats go in November, you're exactly right. We can kiss goodbye and forever the dual-party system. It will become a uniparty. That uniparty will be the Marxist Communist Party that will rule and destroy the constitutional republic they will have. And Kenneth, I believe many times people hear me say that and say, well, what in the world is he meaning? If we fail to have a constitutional republic with a Bill of Rights, we will not have the freedom of religion, the freedom of speech, the right to keep and bear arms. We will lose our Fourth Amendment right, where the government will be able to search and seize at any time without having a warrant. We'll wind up, if the socialist, Marxist, communists that are running today have their way, we'd have no House, we'd have no Senate, we would pack the Supreme Court, we would remove ICE, we'll remove anything that's called law enforcement, we'll open the borders, and anybody around the world can come in. It's basically a hodgepodge of free flow that everybody's going to be happy, everybody's going to have food, clothing, and shelter. There'll be no millionaires. There'll be nobody that's wealthy. And they're going to take the control of the means of production. That means that the unions, as Dan was just speaking about, the unions will be in control. And there will be major, major, major control of what you have, what you eat, etc. Go to any communist country today and listen to what they say about going into the places for food. The grocery shelves are mostly empty. We had a lady very recently that spoke in our church and gave a lecture about coming out of communism in China, and that until she was 24 years old, she did not know what it looked like to walk into a store with shelves loaded with groceries that you pick and choose whatever you want, because that's the way communism operates. It's half-empty shelves, and Mandami in New York is talking about having the socialist, Marxist, communist grocery stores. He's fooling himself, fooling the people, and they're buying into the lie because they do not have, and they think somebody needs to give it to them. Kenneth, brother, it demands our attention. It demands that we wake up, sit up, smell the coffee, know what's taking place, and as Christians, as conservatives, and patriots, we need to vote. We need to vet the candidates. Right now, for example, here in the state of Florida, we've got 11 candidates running in the primary for governor. It's going to be a watered-down, dissipated number for each one. It is my prayer that we'll see some that are one or two, if it's one out of the two or three, that's qualified, that has the credentials, and that can rule in the state of Florida as our present governor, Ron DeSantis, has. It deserves our prayer. Kenneth, brother, thank you so much. God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today COVID, socialism, Marxism, communism, the elections, and the Islamic jihadist movement to control America. I'm looking at a headline that I need to drop in here for further discussion. Clinical trials results were clear. Pfizer's COVID vaccine delivered more risk than any benefits. That's the headline. Clinical trial results were clear. Now, we weren't told that. COVID advocates didn't tell us that. Pfizer pharmaceutical certainly didn't tell us that. It says Pfizer's COVID vaccine delivered more risk than any benefits. And it goes into great detail of how the risk were covered. Every time big pharma has come into effect, anytime they come up with any kind of vaccination that's supposed to help, we were told when it was started by Sir Anthony, Dr. Death Fauci himself, that the Pfizer vaccination would be 95% efficacious. It would be efficacious and safe, and it was neither of the two. It did not stop COVID, did not prevent you from getting COVID. In fact, it was not safe because 1 million people in America died, some with and some without the vaccine. There's still those today that are suffering as a result of the material that went into their physical bodies as a result of surrendering to take the vaccination. I go back to Acts chapter 5, verse 29. Peter said we ought to obey God rather than government, God rather than man. And that's the bottom line that I have. I'm not saying to be an anarchist. I'm not saying that we're to be against
everything. WTRJFM.
We need to take the position of what God would have us to do, and we need to search the scriptures to do so. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break right after the news. Be right back as we continue to face the issues.
WTRJ, the truth.
With SRN News.